The Bible says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16 and 18. And so that's the number one killer to submission to God is pride. Then you have unforgiveness, holding grudges. You got to say amen. Holding grudges, offenses, being offended. All these things are also will be hindrances to submission to God. Amen. All right. Are y'all there? Now, there is great blessings and power in true God-inspired submission. I'm going to say it again. That's why I use the word true. I said there is great blessings and power released on our behalf, when true scriptures submission takes place. You'll see a release of God's power and blessings on your life like you never seen. But you're going to have to learn how to submit. Say submit. Submit. Amen. Now, this particular, what we're going to do, we're going to observe how Jesus handled unjust treatment. How he handled unjust treatment so that we can find out how we can replicate that principle in our lives. So I want to know that he didn't have to take what he took off of folk. He didn't have to put up with what he put up with, but he did. Amen. Amen. And he did it not for himself, but he did it for others. You hear me? Amen. I said he didn't take it because he was a wimp. Amen. He didn't take it because he was a pushover. Amen. But in that submission, great power was bestowed on him because he did it. Amen. And the man walked around and had everything in control, yet he was submissive. He was a submitted person. You got to say amen. All right. Now, this principle is applicable, number one, to the family, to the home, and then to society in general. This business of submission. Now, no question about it. I'll be the first one to say that this submission has been abused. One of the number one subjects in the Bible that's been abused and misunderstood is this business about submission. You got to say amen. I know what I'm talking about. It's been. But when it's taught properly, scripturally, Holy Spirit inspired, it is a great blessing to you. Now, all right, before we get to started too far, we're going to give you the definition of the word submit in a moment. But I want you to turn now to Revelation 22 and 17. Hallelujah. Because no one can force you to submit. Amen. The Bible said, let me give you the scripture for it. The Bible says, this is Isaiah 1:19, if you be willing. And for a long time, when I first read the scripture, I said, what do you mean? So you could be obedient and not willing. Amen. But he said, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. And then you can be willing and then not obey. And just because you do something, can I get a witness? How many of you have done things and your heart wasn't in it? But you did it for a motivation other than you didn't want the penalty that's coming off of it. Okay, all right. So it proves the point. Are y'all there at 22 and 17 and get Philippians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12? Amen. Are y'all there? Then I give you the definition of submission. Are y'all there? And the Spirit said what?
Say come.
Say come.
That him who hears say come.
That him that thirst come, and whosoever will, underline whosoever will. Underline whosoever will. That's the key. Whosoever will what? Let him take the water of life freely. And whosoever will. All right? That's the key. And we're not always willing people. Amen. Some of y'all, you wrote the book on rebellion. You ain't got to say amen. If somebody told you to go right, you went left. Amen. If your parents said don't do it, that's the very thing you went to do.
Amen. That's right.
You ain't got to say amen. Because you could do it. But later on, by and by, somebody said, after a while, when it came payday. All right, you should be in Philippians 2, 13, verse 12 and 13. Chapter 2 of Philippians. Amen.
Wherefore, my beloved, as
ye have always obeyed,
not as in my presence only.
That's Philippians 2, verse 12. Okay. Okay, read on.
But now much more.
Much more. My absence, okay.
Work out.
It didn't say work for it. You already, it's free. But you say work it out.
Work it out.
You got to work it out. You ain't working for it, but you got, it's something you got to work it out.
Amen.
Man, pray. Work out your what? Underline the word on. Leave mine alone. Work out your, and underline the word work, because work implies for energy, effort,
amen,
willingness.
Amen.
All right, read on.
Your own salvation.
Your own salvation. How? With fear and trembling. I'm looking at verse 13.
For it is God
which worketh in you. That means whatever it is that's going to follow is something that it ain't in you to do. Your will is not set in the direction that God's going to work it to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have to work my will to be a way if it was already there. Read your word now. But God working you what both the
will
and to do
of his good pleasure,
which means that your will can be influenced.
Okay.
He won't override it, but it can be influenced.
Yeah.
See, some of y'all was just You just will follow what everybody told you to do. You were the leader.
Amen.
They said go left, you went. So he want to work on our what? Will. And boy, we're going to find that ain't always easy. You heard people say, I do what I want. Nobody make me do nothing I don't want to do. I wish somebody would try. Okay, now I'm going to give you the definition. I didn't give you the title yet, right? I want y'all to give you this now. I'm going to give you the definition, the word submit. We'll be using it. Submit. Submit means to, number one, to surrender.
That's right.
Say surrender, Lord.
Say, I surrender, Lord.
We sing it, I surrender, but we don't mean it when we say it. It's just a song. See, when you really get surrendered, you'll take that other lick on that other cheek. But right now, how many of y'all ain't ready to take that other lick on that cheek? Come on, talk to me. You ain't finna take that second. You ain't finna take the first one. Stand up. But he said, if you smack your other cheek, turn the other, one cheek, turn the other one. Somebody saying, I ain't gonna turn the first one. You're not submitted what you're selling me. Now, when you find out that when you thought was submission, you'll turn the other cheek and won't bother you.
Amen. I hear you.
See, somebody, y'all ain't with me yet. Okay, all right. Hang on then. Submit means to yield.
Uh-huh.
It means to surrender. And watch this. It means to make a promise or pledge.
Yeah.
Commit thy will unto the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Proverbs 37:5. Trust also in him, he shall bring it to pass. Now, the topic is submitting to the unsubmitted. Submitted to the unsubmitted.
Amen.
Submitted to the unsubmitted. Now, right now, you may think, well, that don't make any sense. You just I'm the one teaching. Praise God. How are you going to tell me where you don't know where I'm going because I ain't there yet. When I get through, then you tell me. Say that. Say submitted to the unsubmitted. All right. Now turn over to the first.